Beshut Morai Verabotai, with the help of Hashem, I would like just to explain one of the psukim that Or HaHaim HaKadosh, Alav Hashem, since you told me that you came from Rabbi Chaim Latar and that your mother, she's connected to the tzaddik, I try every week to read at least something about Rabbi Chaim Latar or HaHaim HaKadosh. And while I read Or HaHaim HaKadosh, I pray for you. So, first, did you receive yesterday two psukim? Do you have them in front of you? Those two psukims. Before I will tell you what I think about Or HaHaim HaKadosh, I would like just to explain to you those two psukim. If you have the first pasuk, it said there, Ve'el Moshe Amar, Ale El Hashem, Ata Ve'aron, Nadab Ve'abihu, V'shiv'im Yizikni Yisrael, V'shtahavidim Merachov. That means, and to Moshe, he said, go up to Hashem. The question is, who said that to Moshe? Ve'el Moshe Amar, Ale El Hashem. And he said to Moshe, go to Hashem. What that mean? And to Moshe Hashem, to Moshe he said, Ve'el Moshe Amar, Ale El Hashem. And to Moshe he said, go to Hashem. Who said that to Moshe? Okay? And now, look the second pasuk. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Ale Elai. And Hashem said to Moshe, come up to me, to the mountain. Here, it's Hashem who talked to Moshe. The pasuk Yud Bet, pasuk later, the perik Kaf Dalet, you know, pasuk Yud Bet. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Ale Elai Hara. Hashem said to Moshe, come up to me to the mountain, and I will give you the Ten Commandments, okay? That we understand it's Hashem who spoke to Moshe. But in that pasuk, perik Kaf Dalet, pasuk 1, Ve'el Moshe Amar, Ale El Hashem. Who said that to Moshe? So if you see the Ramban, there is a lot of Or HaHaim HaKadosh who talk about that. You have the Ramban as well. You see, the Ramban, it took Kabbalah here. That means that Ve'el Moshe Amar, Hashem is said to Moshe, Ale El Hashem, go to Hashem. When Moshe went up, he saw Matatron. He saw Matatron, a big Malach, that sometimes he sits in the chair of Hashem. It's Hanukh. That means that Hashem, and sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him so much, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives him his name. It's incredible. 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 Now, if you know this story about the four people who went to the paradise, Rabbi Akiva, and Ben Zoma, Ben Tema, and Aher, it's Elisha Ben Abuya. Elisha Ben Abuya, he became kofar, because when he saw somebody sitting in the chair of Hashem, he said, well, there is two rishuyot, there is two gods who rule the world. So he did not understand, so he became kofar. Rabbi Akiva, he went b'shalom, and he came back b'shalom. He did understand. Ben Teman, Ben Azai, Ben Tema, one die, Yisrael be met, one die, and the other one, he become mad. He lost his mind. Now, we understand, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah to the Bnei Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to show, Ve'el Moshe Amar Ale El Hashem, Atta Ve'aharon, to Moshe he said, Hashem said, go to Hashem, I want to show you something. Go to Hashem, to my throne. You will see what you will. You, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, V'shirim Zikni Yisrael, V'shtahavitem, you will do Hashtahavaya. You know what that means, V'shtahavitem? You bend, no? You will bend Merahok from far away. V'nigash Moshe Lebado El Hashem. Only Moshe, he will approach to Hashem. V'hem lui gashu, and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 Zikinim from Israel, they are not allowed to approach. V'ha'am lo'ya'alu imo, and the people, the Jews, they should not go up. So you see in this pasuk, only Hashem, he gives permission only to Moshe to approach, not even Aaron. Why? Because Hashem, he knew that it's impossible to see that and not to have thoughts. I mean, you must be Moshe Rabbeinu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu, he approached. Because only Moshe can understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes he gives his chair to Matatron. Because another one, no one can understand. Now, my question is, the four This is a Kabbalah, Antonino, something Kabbalah. Now, what is the four tzaddikim that they went to the Pardes? Three of them, one die, one become mad, and one become kofir. The only one who went b'shalom and come back b'shalom, he was what? Rabbi Akiva. And the Rabbi Akiva, he had the nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu. You understand? That way, only Rabbi Akiva, he went b'shalom and he came back b'shalom. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, he gash Moshe Levado. Hashem, he gave permission only to Moshe Rabbeinu to approach. Because no one can understand. Now the question is, why only Moshe and Rabbi Akiva had the zichut to approach and see what they saw, and nothing bad happened to them? Why? Not even Aharon, Nadav, Vahabihu, and Shivim Zikinim, they were not allowed to approach. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to approach. Why Moshe Rabbeinu? He was the only one to approach, and nothing bad happened to him. Why? Like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, four tzaddikim went to the Pardes. One, he could not understand how an angel, that he was one day a man, he could sit in the chair of Hashem. It's kisei kavod. I mean, it's impossible to, can you imagine that? Have you heard in your life that a king, he will give his throne to somebody else to sit? What I want to understand, why only Moshe Rabbeinu, he was capable to see, like Rabbi Akiva as well, he was capable to see. You understand? This is my question. We'll try to understand later. Now, look at the Pasuk Yud Bet, very carefully. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ale elai. And Hashem is to Moshe, come up to me. Here, it's a normal Pasuk. You understand? This is a normal Pasuk. But the previous Pasuk, Ben Moshe Amar Ale El Hashem, that's something that Hashem wanted to show to Moshe Rabbeinu. Before that Hashem, he would start learning Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to teach him something. Like the second Pasuk, it said, Ale El HaRav Isham, and stay with me 40 days, and I'm going to give you the Torah. Okay, well, I understand this pasuk, but the previous pasuk, "Ve'el Moshe Amar Ale El Hashem," and to Moshe, he said, "Go to Hashem." Who said, "Go to Hashem"? That the answer is Hashem. He said to Moshe, "Go up to Hashem." Ve'el Moshe Amar. So who said? There is no to Hashem at Shalom. That what that means? "El Moshe Amar Ale." That means Hashem is to Moshe, "Go to somebody who is sitting in my throne." So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had to show this to Moshe Rabbeinu and to show this to Rabbi Akiva? Why Rabbi Akiva? Now let's take Parashat Yitro. Now you're going to have here something very, very well, very good, that I want to teach you from Rabbi Chaim Al-Attar. Rabbi Chaim Al-Attar, Alav Shalom, or Chaim HaKadosh, he asked a beautiful question in Parashat Yitro. It said, "Vayisu mirfidim," and the Jews, they traveled from Mirfidim, "Vayavu midbar Sinai," they came to the desert of Sinai, "Vayahanu b'midbar," and they camp in the desert, "Vayahan sham Yisrael negedah," and the Jews, they camp in front of the mountain. Now, after it said, "O Moshe ala elai Elohim," and Moshe went up to Hashem, and then Hashem, he called him from the mountain. I repeat, because there is a big question here. O Moshe ala el Elokim. And Moshe, he went up to Hashem. And Hashem called him from the mountain. Now, when you read, Moshe ala el Elohim, and Moshe went up to Hashem, what do you understand this word? That means that Moshe, he went up in the mountain, yes? So the Orachem HaKadosh, he don't understand. How can Moshe go up to Hashem without being invited by Hashem to come up? And then when Moshe he went up, so HaKadosh called him from the mountain. So Orachem HaKadosh, he said, so when did Moshe went up to the Shamaim? How is possible that Moshe, he went to the Shamaim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on earth, in the Har? How do you understand this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he called him from the mountain. And Moshe, he went up to Hashem, to the Shamaim. How do you understand that? How did Hashem, Moshe, go up before that Hashem called him? And now, the second, where did Moshe went up? Where? Because the Torah said that Hashem, he called him from the mountain. That means that Hashem, he was in the mountain, he was in earth. So what? How do you explain Moshe ala ela Elohim? Moshe, he went up to Hashem. That means he went to the sky, to the Shamayim. So how do you understand? Moshe, he wanted the Shamayim, and Hashem was in earth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him from earth to the Shamayim. It's a Rahim question. Now I have another question. The third one. You see, we have a lot of questions. The Torah says, O Moshe ala ela Elohim. And Moshe went to Hashem. You know, Elohim, it's Din. And Hashem, it's Rahamim. So I don't understand. Why the Torah, it don't say, O Moshe ala ela Hashem. And Moshe went to Hashem. It's Rahamim. Why the Torah said Elohim? When Hashem called him, it said, Reka elav Hashem. Medet Rahamim. So why it's Din and Rahamim? Why when the Torah said that Moshe, he went up, it was Din? When Hashem called him, it was Rahamim. So we have a lot of questions, and I will give you a beautiful answer for this. And then I will tell you a beautiful story. Beautiful story, you will love it. So now this is the answer. You see, we have a Pasuk. When the Jews arrive, why did the Jews left Egypt? The Jews left Egypt to receive the Torah. That was the whole question about what Hashem wanted from the Jews is to come and to receive the Torah. Torah, because if it was not for the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not deliver the Jews from Egypt. Only because of the Torah. Only because of the Torah. Because they were they did a little bit rifayon. They did not study Torah as it was as it should be. So what happened to them? Amalek came. That means always you have to be always alive. Always have to be stuck, attached to the Torah. When, God forbid, Chas v'Shalom, you become, you know, a little bit weak from Torah, so you start to have sfikot. I mean, it's like when you swim, okay, or like the plane. When the plane wants to take off, the plane cannot take off when it goes slowly. If you want the plane, it will take off. He has to go fast, 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 fast. Then he took the air. But if he goes slowly, he will never fly. It's the same. You can never be attached to the Torah if you study Torah slowly. You are sleeping. You have to be when you count money, you sleep. When you count diamonds, you sleep. No. Because if you want to, if I tell you, whatever you count, you take. Would you sleep? It's impossible. So this is the Torah. The Torah, you have V.S.O. You have to, the Orachim HaKadosh, you know what he said? The Orachim HaKadosh, what that means V.S.O. Mirfidim? They went, they traveled with the Torah. Now they understood that without Torah, they cannot live. This is the Orachim HaKadosh. He said V.S.O. Mirfidim, why the Torah says V.S.O. they travel from Mirfidim? Rahim HaKadosh said, but he saw that means they went with all the courage. They went with a big Si'at HaYishmaya to from Fidim to receive the Torah. Okay, now when they arrived to the mountain of Sinai, so Moshe Rabbeinu. Now this is my answer to Rahim HaKadosh. How did Moshe Rabbeinu went up without being invited? Why the Torah said Moshe went to the Elohim? Why not? Why the Torah don't say Moshe ala el Hashem? And where was Moshe Rabbeinu? Where was Hashem? Where did Moshe Rabbeinu went up? How can you say Moshe went up and Hashem called him from down? What happened exactly? I was thinking, as the Ramban said, that when the Jews arrived to Har Sinai, the Kvod Hashem, the glory of Hashem, it was on the mountain. You understand? It was fabulous. Can you imagine? You arrive to the desert. From far away, you see the mountain with the Kvod Hashem. Just imagine that. Just imagine, please. Just imagine that. The Ramban said that from the day that they arrived to Har Sinai, Hashem covered the mountain from his Kavod. Fire. You know, Kvod Hashem. From far away, you see Kvod Hashem. How you see Kvod Hashem and you don't... You don't behave well. I think that's what helped the Jews to be Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad. What helped the Jews to be all together, all united. You know what helped them to be all united? When they saw Kvod Hashem in front of Har Sinai. They were amazing. It's like, wow! Understand? It's like something that you never saw in your life. You see it, you open your mouth. What, you know, you see Hashem. So it's like they were all connected to Hashem at that moment. So at that moment, they were Hashem. When they saw Hashem, they understood that Hashem is the creator. That Hashem, he supports them. He makes them alive. Everything comes from Hashem. So automatically, it happened that the Be'lev Echad Ki Esh Echad, you know what helped them to be Be'lev Echad Ki Esh Echad? What helped them really to be Be'lev Echad Ki Esh Echad is because they saw what no one in his life could see. They saw Hashem. They saw the Kvod Hashem. So how it's possible to see the Kvod Hashem and not to love your neighbor? Your neighbor. You understand me? How? Because how you can imagine few millions of people, they become like one. Tell me, how? How it's possible that a few million of people suddenly they love each other? I mean, at least there will be somebody who doesn't like you. But no, the Torah said they were all Be'lev Echad Ki Esh Echad. They loved each other. How it's possible to love each other? How it's possible? How it's possible? Because they saw the Kvod Hashem. They all connected to that view that they saw. You understand? It's amazing. It's incredible. Now, it was a problem. You know what? Now it was a big problem. The problem is, Moshe Rabbeinu, he knows that the reason why they are here, it's to receive the Torah. And the mountain was covered with Kvod Hashem. And he was a little bit excited. He saw that Hashem did not call him. So he was worried. He said, maybe the time has come to receive the Torah. Why Hashem, he doesn't call me? So what Hashem, what Moshe Rabbeinu did, he went to Hashem without permission. That's why it said Elohim, Elohim is Din. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Shalom, he thought, I don't care. Even if Hashem punish me, I will go up. We are here for the Torah, so there is no reason why I don't go up. There is no reason why I don't go up. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Shalom, he said, I don't care. I go up. That's what the Torah said. Moshe alay Elohim. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu, without permission, he went. He said, "Well, we are here to receive the Torah. So Hashem, I don't care if I die, I'll die." Hakadosh Baruch Hu told me before I take the Jews from Egypt that ta'avdun derech ha'arazi, that we come to this mountain, we receive the Torah. No, now it's already 3 days that we are here, and 3 days there is Hashem doesn't call me. So Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he went up. When Hashem he saw the sacrifice, the Mesirut Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu, that what he did, that he really put his life in danger and without being invited, he went up inside the har. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him. That's what the Torah says, Vayikra Elav Hashem in ahar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Rahamim, with Miserichod. He called him from the mountain. That means that Moshe Alav Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not punish Moshe Rabbeinu. He did not punish Moshe Rabbeinu. No. He called him with love. Before that, he will be Midat Hadin of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem, he called him from the mountain. That means, wherever Moshe was, even if you may say, that Moshe, he went to the Shamayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took the mountain to the Shamayim. Understand? And he called him from the mountains. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he heard the voice from, that means you understand me or no? It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he called him from the Shamayim to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. No. But Moshe Rabbeinu Alav, he went top to Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishtabach Shemo La'av, he called him from the har, from the mountain. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was not annoyed, he was not angry against Moshe, with Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to make a sacrifice to go up to the Shamayim to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he approached the mountain to the Shamayim. And he said, in the Kodim, he said, Moshe, I am here. Because Moshe, he was waiting. He said, Moshe, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't talk to me? We're here to receive the Torah. So why Hashem? So what Moshe Rabbeinu said? Wait, I don't want to wait till HaKadosh Baruch Hu call me. I'll go up. Because you see, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was excited. He wanted to receive the Torah. Moshe Ala Ela Elokim. That he said, I don't care if Hashem punish me. I don't care. I want already to receive the instruction from Hashem for the Bnei Israel to receive the Torah. Everything is for Am Israel. So there is no time to wait. So Moshe Ben Moshe Ben Alav Shalom, he wanted to go up to the Shamayim, but before Moshe Ben Alav Shalom, he will go to the Shamayim. Akash Rit, hey, wait, I'm here. You don't have to go to Shamayim. I'm here. Vayka Elav Hashem in Har, I'm here. You don't have to go. I'm here. But Akash Rit did not punish him. He did not punish him. This is amazing. You see how much Moshe Ben Alav loved the Jews. Ahavat Israel. For the love that he had for the Jews, he wanted to risk his life. The love that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he saw the Bnei Israel that they loved each other. They loved each other. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is the time. This is no time to wait. You understand? This is the time to show now that the Bnei Israel are, they love each other. And now they are all together. So this is the time that Hashem should reveal himself to them and to give them the Torah. Because if God forbid, there is no Ahdut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot give the Torah. So now there is Ahdut between them. So this is the time for Hashem to give the Torah to, this is the best opportunity for Hashem to give the Torah to the Bnei Israel. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw this love that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom has for the Jews, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He called him with love. Now, according to that, we understand. When Hashem, now please listen to this, okay? When Hashem saw that the Bnei Israel, they were Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad, they were all united. When Hashem saw how much Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Moshe how much he loved people. You know what he showed him? Hanoch, Matatron. He said Hashem to Moshe, look, I want to show you what it is Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oraita, Am Israel Had. When the Jews respect Torah, when the Jews respect each other, I am with them like one. Because only, how can we feel Hashem? How can we feel Hashem is on us and is connected to us only through Ahavat Israel and through the Torah? Now I understand the pasuk, the perek of dalet pasuk aleph, and he said, "El Moshe Amar," and to Moshe he said, "Ale El Hashem, come up to Hashem." Who said that to Moshe? Hashem. Who is Hashem? That the pasuk said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Come, I show you. When a man is a tzaddik, I give him my place to sit. When there is a Ahavat Israel." Hashem is to Moshe, because you have Ahavat Israel. So look what do I do? When there is, when there is Ahavat Israel, so I love as well the Israel. Not only I love them, I give them even my place. That's why most of the old Neshamot, they are under the Kisei HaKavod. Why old Neshamot are under the Kisei HaKavod? Because the source is under the Kisei HaKavod, before they come down to earth. The Neshamot are under Kisei HaKavod. But when they come down to earth and they become tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them his Kisei HaKavod. He told them, come sit. It's like a king. A king who is sitting in his chair. And the queen, she brings the baby. And she gives it to the king. So who is sitting in the chair now? The baby and the king. Both of them. So when you become a tzaddik, so you have the zechut to sit as well in the Kisei HaKavod with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara said, the picture of Yaakov Abino, it's Hakuk, it's in front of Kisei HaKavod. Let me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 24 hours a day, he sees the picture of Yaakov Abino. And one day I said, because Yaakov is the symbol of the Torah, that means anyone who studied Torah, he has the zechut to be his picture is being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I understand why Rabbi Akiva has the zechut to see what he saw, and he become and nothing happened to him. Because Rabbi Akiva said, "Ve'avta le'recha kamocha," ze klal gadol b'Torah. When a man loves his neighbor, so when a man he loves his neighbor, he has the zichut, the klal gadol, he has the zichut. How can you respect the Torah if there is no love your neighbor? So because and Rabbi Akiva is like Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom, he loved the Bnei Israel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the same way that you love the Bnei Israel, I love them too. Look, even me, my throne, I share it with somebody. That means that anyone who loves his neighbor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. When Rabbi Akiva, he saw that man, he saw Matatron sitting on the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Akiva, he took it nicely. He understood. He said, well, when a man, he behaves well with Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him his throne. When a man has his love to the Jews, because when a man loves Jews, so his neshama is connected to all Jews. So when your neshama is connected to all Jews, and this neshama, it's a part of Hashem. So that means that a man is a part of Hashem. So if you see Matatron sitting on the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a part of Hashem. Now, we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Moshe Rabbeinu, he did that sacrifice, that he went up to Elohim, because he loved the Jews. He said, well, this is the time that Hashem, he was worried. He said, now that the Bnei Israel are all together, there is Ahava, there is love between them, this is the time that you should receive the Torah. And he went up. He said, I don't care, even I have to be punished for them, I don't care. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when he saw this Ahavat Israel of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem, he said, Vayikra Elav Hashem. Hashem, he called him with Dat Rahamim. I'm not angry against you. I'm happy with you. I'm happy what you're doing. And because you do that, so come, I will show you something. Come, I will show you that even me, when I see people loving each other, I love them so much that I love them. I give them my throne. I give them my seat. It's not amazing. Now I understand why Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, he is the only one who could see what he saw. No one else could see what he saw, because Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, he was shakul kineged kol Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu alav, he loved the Jews, and because he loved the Jews, he became like all the Jews, they become like one part, and he knew when it's only one part, so it's this part came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he understood that his part with the part of the Jews, of the whole Klal Yisrael, they are part of Hashem. So if they are the part of Hashem, so what does it matter if Hashem is sitting there? Oh, I'm sitting there. You understand? Anyway, I am part of Hashem. Now, I finished with, now we understand the Pasuk Yud Bet. Perek Kaf Dalet. The Pasuk that I send you. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Ale Elai. Hara. That means Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashem, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, now it's Hashem who's talking. Once Moshe Rabbeinu received the message from Hashem, go and see. And he saw the throne, and now Hashem, he talked to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we say, Moshe, now it's me, Hashem. Now I'm going to give you the Torah. And the Torah that I'm going to give you, it's the Torah I'm going to give you, it's something that only through Ahavat Israel, you can respect it. As Rabbi Akiva said, Ve'avta le'recha kamocha, ze klal gadol b'Torah. Ve'yi sham, ve'etna lecha et lochot ha'even. Not abanim, even the Torah and mitzvah, the Torah and mitzvah. Asher katavti l'orotav. Only Torah and mitzvah. Why the Torah don't say mitzvot? Because Hashem wanted to teach Moshe Rabbeinu, if you respect one mitzvah, one Torah, it's like you respect the whole mitzvot, whole Torah. What mitzvah? Ahavat Israel. Ve'avta le'recha kamocha ze klal gadol b'Torah. Now I understand why Rabbi Akiva alav shalom, he could see what he see, what he saw. And he nothing bad happened to him. He didn't die. He didn't become a kofer Hashem Shalom. And he did not become mad, because he understood that the purpose of a Jew is Ahavat Israel. You have to connect yourself to all of them until you become one neshama. And this neshama, it's a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Hashem is sitting in his chair, or you are sitting in his chair, it's the same. You are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is nothing to make a story about that. This is the shiur. Now we know why Moshe Rabbeinu, he went up without Hashem called him. We understand why Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, the Torah said that he went to Elohim, not which is Midat Adin, not Hashem. When Hashem answered him, he told him Hashem. Now we understand that Hashem did not call him from that Moshe Rabbeinu did not go to the Shamayim. No, Moshe Rabbeinu he was willing to go, and while he was willing to go, Hashem stopped him. No, stop. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu did not go to the Shamayim, and even that he wanted really to go to Shamayim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he pushed, he moved the mountain till the feet to Moshe Rabbeinu and told him, "Hey, I'm here." Ve'kayel abinahar. Now we understand why only Moshe could approach and see what he sees, and with Rabbi Akiva. Now we understand as well what it's incredible who spoke to Moshe. Ve'Moshe Amar Ale El Hashem. Who spoke to Moshe and tell him, go up to Hashem. It was Hashem who called him, according to Haramban. And when he arrived, it was there, Matatron. And the Matatron sometimes used the chair of Hashem, and sometimes Akashu give him the kavod to call him Hashem. This is the parasha of this week. Now the story. There was a rabbi that he wanted to do a brit milah to his son. It was a man, not a rabbi. A man that is not religious at all. He wanted to do the brit milah to his son. So, you know, he called everybody for the brit milah. And this man is a Am Haaretz. He doesn't know nothing about Torah. But this mitzvah, he do it. You know, the brit milah, all Jews, even the reformed, conservatives, you know, liberal, you know, they have this mitzvah. The Jews love this mitzvah. Yes or no? It's a mitzvah that it's just through this mitzvah, when I see people doing this mitzvah, I say to myself, if they do this mitzvah, so they can do anything. And sometimes I don't understand why they do this mitzvah and they don't do the rest. But anyway, he went to do this mitzvah, and people were waiting. It was very, very, very cold. Very, very cold. The people were waiting there, they were talking, you know, eating. And the Mohel came, and he started to sing, Eliyahu Hanavi. So the father of the baby said, "What are you singing?" He said, "Well, I'm singing about Eliyahu because Eliyahu is the Malach HaBrit. When before we do a Brit, Eliyahu attend the Brit." He starts to laugh. He said, "Eliyahu? Where is Eliyahu? I see only my friend, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my brothers, my friends, my guests. I see you. Where's Eliyahu?" He said, okay. Well, you don't see. So it was like people started to laugh at the Mohel. So after the Brit Mila, so he did the Kiddush, the rabbi did the Kiddush, and now it's the time to give him name, okay? So he told him, Vikari Yeshim Yisrael, what name you want to give him? Can you imagine what he said, the father of the baby? No. He said, Nimrod, Oyve. So the Mohel said, "What? Nimrod? Why you want to kill him? Call him Hitler, Adolf Hitler." So he said. So the father of the baby was Ashkenaz, and he lost some of his family by the Nazi. He said, "What? What? How dare you tell me to call him Hitler, Adolf Hitler?" He said, "Yes, because Nimrod he was a Nazi. He acted like Hitler. He wanted to burn Avraham Avinu. He burned Avraham Avinu. He sent it to a concentration camp. And by killing Abraham, he will kill the whole Jews. So Nimrod is Hitler. So you want to call your son Nimrod? Call him Hitler." So he started to tell him that the first one who did the Brit Milah was Abraham. And now you want to kill him. You want to call him Nimrod. And Nimrod was the one who wanted to kill Abraham. And Hashem saved Abraham. So the man, he said to the Mohel, he understood. He told him, "Okay, so what name I give him?" He told him, "Call him Abraham." He said, "Okay, let's call him Abraham." When they called the baby Abraham, the father, he said to the Mohel, "But my name is Abraham." So the Mohel, he said, "Well, you know what is my name? It's Abraham. So there is three Abraham. Abraham, Abraham, Abraham." So, Ve'achut al-shulash b'imrelu natin. Well, Abraham. He said, "Don't forget. According to the name you give to the child will behave after. It will be good or bad. Look, because your father called you Abraham, when you told me to call him Nimrod and I screamed at you, you listened to me. You did not do an opposition against me. That means that something, the name that your father gave you, he gave you a little bit of hashpa'ah. So you let me give him the name of Abraham. And my name is Abraham. That means that Hashem is happy with this name. So to finish, this is when there is Ahavat Israel, we have the zechut to feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look this pasuk. Look, it's a beautiful pasuk. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Jews when there is love between us. When we help each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to do anything in his... Look, the Torah said, HaShochel Itam B'toch Tom Otam. We are in exile, Hashem is in exile with us. We live, the Jews, they were in Egypt, a country full of Tum'ah, full of Avodah Zarah, full of Klipa, Hashem was there. The problem is when we are not united, when there is no Ahdut, God forbid, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. But when there is Ahdut, wherever we are, Hashem, we become one, had. So if we are had, so what does it matter if Hashem put you in his chair? But Ben Tema and Ben Azai and Aher, you could understand that. How can a person sit in the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But Rabbi Akiva understood. Yes, he can. A man can sit on the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because when there is Ahdut, we become one. When there is Ahdut, we become one. So what difference if Hashem is sitting or I'm sitting? It's one. It's like a king who holds his son and he sits with him in his throne. It's the same. This is Ahdut. So you see, we have answers all this shiur. So Be'ezrat Hashem, I wish you bracha v'atzlacha. And I pray for you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you panasa tova, v'riut, v'et Hashem, and with the ahavat Yisrael that you have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give you health, v'et Hashem, you, your wife, and all your family, and all the kahal, amen, k'ratzon.